People living in the regional district of Nanaimo and currently using their recreation vehicles as a permanent residence will be allowed to continue to do so, for the time being. That is until the RDN has updated its land subdivision bylaw 500. The bylaw amendment aims to clarify the definition of length of stay from temporary or seasonal to a set amount of time of 6 months or less at campgrounds, RV parks, and RV resorts. At the Special Electoral Area Services Committee, EASC, meeting on June 19, the issue was discussed and voted on, to endorse a staff recommendation that the board suspend bylaw enforcement for length of stay of existing RVs located in campgrounds, resort vehicle parks and RV parks in electoral areas A, C, E, F, G, and H until the completion of Phase 2 of the Bylaw 500 review. Prior to making that decision, the EASC heard two delegations opposed to any plans to restrict the use of RVs as a permanent dwelling place. Nanus Bay resident Zoe Todd told the EASC, "With the present affordable housing crisis, now is not the right time to deter people from using RVs as their home. A lot of conversations have necessarily focused on legalizing full-time, permanent dwelling in RVs in parks and resorts," said Todd. "This is a key of how I think we will be able to address the core housing need in the region. However, the need for RV spots in the province greatly outstrips what is available. And when RV parks are full, and RVs are banned outright in residential zones, folks are forced to boondock in precarious areas." In conversations with regional first responders, Todd said she was informed, when people are boondocking out of fear of being found by a bylaw officer and evicted, they put themselves in a more vulnerable position. "They do not have access to the necessary services that they need and desire and deserve," said Todd. "They do not have the dignity of a permanent address. And also first responders can have trouble finding people who are boondocking in these areas outside of communities in emergencies. And this creates a significant concern for being able to reach people in time. So, we legalize RV dwelling and regulate it in a way that enables us to make sure people have all of those needs met. We can make sure that people also have safety." There is a petition, started by Oceanside Affordable Housing, with more than 500 signatures asking for a compassionate approach to legalizing and regulating RVs and tiny homes in Parksville Qualicum Beach. There are no zones in the electoral areas that allow long-term stays in RVs in campgrounds and RV parks, and the newly drafted Bylaw 2500, which is still in review and will replace Bylaw 500, aims to make that clear. At present, only temporary accommodation is permitted for people traveling in RVs and staying at designated campgrounds or RV parks. The RDN has not been enforcing the length of stay regulations and will only do that when concerns are raised on issues that include safety, expansion or building without a permit, development in environmentally sensitive areas or other land use compliance matter. Lisa Grant, General Manager Planning and Development, informed the ESAC that RVs are not considered a form of housing for full-time living as they do not meet BC Building Code standard and other building regulations. That's because issues such as proper servicing, disposal of gray water and sewage, mold, etc. are challenges for full-time living in RVs. "We do recognize that housing and shelter costs have risen, and staff understands that many people are living in RVs as a form of affordable housing in campgrounds and recreational vehicle parks," said Grant. "Property zoned for permitted uses generally have appropriate zoning, siting, fire protection, water, sewer disposal, garbage collection in place to operate year-round. The City of Parksville does not have a limit on the length of stays in RVs in campgrounds but does not permit permanent accommodation in RVs."